Wise Guys Morning Show.
Guess what?
Right.
A little button here.
Yeah, is it working?
It just worked.
All right.
So let's remember that next time.
That's good.
If the Panthers have another game.
I believe they are. I believe they are. Then I believe they have one for the next 4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go have a bunch of them.
Look how giddy you are about technology working.
When stuff works, I love it.
Yeah, because first thing this morning,
hey Chris,
I walked in here and I always tell Fatboy's body language if it's gonna like just where his head's at. I was like, "Morning." He's like,
takes a while to get going.
It does.
I get around you, Peckerwoods, and chuckle a little bit. And
hey, we feel the same way.
Yeah, we want a happy boy, not a grumpy boy. Oof.
It's just, it's not even that, you know, it's just, you know, just kind of slowly working up. Slow build to the momentum.
Well, build it up because it's time for the All Advice Show. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. We've got a couple on hold already. We have a couple spots available.
But you know the rule.
Oh, man, I heard something yesterday that drove me up the wall. What? I got to make a note just so I don't forget. Well, I'll just tell you real quick. Freaking the laboratory, people from England call it laboratory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So in the conversation, I thought they said laboratory, which is bathroom, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you
I was right.
Peeing on an Englishman's foot?
No, but it was at CVS.
It's with a B, laboratory.
I thought it said, where's... Well,
with
first off, why does he need to find out where the lab is? Did he mean the pharmacia?
It's laboratory. Learn how to say it right. Stupid American.
Yeah, well, I'm glad it had asked me for a bundle of sticks.
Oh,
I would have really been offended. All right, let's go to... Well, Anonymous always goes first. Anonymous says, dude, mid-30s, has situation a lot of people are going to understand. All right. What's up, Anonymous? What's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Good. I'm in a situation. My dad died when I was 13, and ever since then, I've been the man of the house, you know?
Yeah. Well, so, sorry to hear that, for sure.
Yeah.
That is a tough one, especially at that age.
Thank you. Yeah. And my mom, she never remarried. And I feel like I'm the reason, like, our last two relationships didn't work out because I've always been overprotective of her because I don't want her to get, like, taken advantage of, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, any good son or daughter would do that, you know?
Yeah. So I don't know really, like, how to back off from that or, like, how to... Like, you know, just kind of let her live, I guess, the situation.
What, so how old are you, if I may ask? I know it says here, you don't want to be totally, okay, so mid-30s, we'll go with mid-30s, you don't want to be totally, got to keep the anonymity. If your dad, so your mom was without your dad for like 20 plus years. And has she tried to date?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she dated a lot. Two serious situations.
Yeah. And then what did what happened in those? Again, you don't have to be too descriptive, but
man, I feel like it was me. I feel guilty about it. I was overprotective of her. They were decent enough dudes. But I was around a lot, you know. I was living at the house. I hadn't, you know, moved out just yet. So whenever I would see them around, you know, questioning and making sure what kind of guys they were, you know, making sure they were on the up and up.
Right.
So I feel like I scared them all.
Well, you sound like you would, to be honest with you.
I know, man. You sound like I mean, you sound like a. You know.
Sound imposing.
You sound like a baller shot caller. I mean, I feel so... I'm intimidated by your voice just on the radio.
But it's a bunch of weirdos out there, man. Well, you can't be too careful. Sure.
It's, and when it's your mom...
Understandable.
Like, here's the thing. When you know, my mom lived 18 years without my dad before she passed, and I am selfishly thankful she never tried to get back into dating or any of that, because... That person would have never lived up to my dad's standards.
And you would have made it known, too.
Oh, God, I know. And I'm so...
You would have made it tough on that person, perhaps?
Yeah. I mean, God. I mean, I think without question. Yeah. But what... So what are you saying? Like, what's the advice? Like, how can you... First off, do you know, though? Like, have you ever said, hey, Mom, do you think I'm the reason y'all split up because I, like, drove the guy away, or?
She's never said it flat out. Yeah. She's hinted at it, though. Like, you know, if you could just let me live my life is what she said. Yeah. And if I'm being honest, I don't really know how to do that. Like, I don't know how to care about her less. You
see?
Know?
Yeah. I do. So, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I understand how you feel. You want your mom to be loved. Doesn't everybody want love?
Yeah.
But
so just, like, how do I take a step back and let her do that?
I'm just going to sound bad, but, you know, like, not be around her. Or not live together, or what you, I know you
not
don't anymore. But.
Micromanage her.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like she's.
You care too much.
Oh, God, I hate that phrase. I do.
That's the only reason why I said it.
But, like, what, like, every guy, like, I would be the same way, though, so I can't, like, be too particular how I say this. Like, if. I would be looking for a zillion reasons why, like, this would be bad instead of the ones that, wow, this could be good for her. But maybe, you also got to understand, too, though, like, she's an adult, obviously, who sounds like she raised a good enough son at a time when she didn't have, you know, her mate there with her. So look at what she did, dude. Like, she survived that, which, I mean... You know, who knows what you didn't see, the sadness that she went through. She probably hid from you, so you wouldn't be sad. So I think you got to, like, let her just figure it out for herself. Some's going to be good, some's going to be bad, but...
Yeah, there's going to be one you won't find anything wrong with, I imagine, at some point.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, right. I totally get it, right, though. Right. How do you care less? Like, that's... Yeah. You know,
when it comes to his moms, too, that's tough.
Yeah, because you put your mother on a pedestal. I know I did my mom.
Because, like, I tell you, like, with mine being gone, one of the hardest, I struggle to think about her and not get upset. I want to get to that point where I can think about her and just smile and not be the selfish, meh. You know what I mean? Like, seriously.
Exactly.
So, I think that's what you. I mean, Paige, you're a woman.
Last time I checked, prove
it.
No, I think not just guys. I think the daughters are just as guilty as not letting the parent live their life. And Mark, you know, just saying. I just think that's what we do because we expect our parents to be perfect and not make mistakes like we would.
And also, don't sell yourself short here, Anonymous, because, like, you went from being the man of the house at, like, the age of 13 to now being, like, the Department of Homeland Security for your mama. And I get that.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. It all runs through you now, big guy.
Because you don't want to be like Netanyahu causing people to have conflict that don't otherwise have conflict.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be that guy.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're a solid ass dude that you care that much. I mean, you really
want her to be happy.
Yeah. So tip of the cap to you,
you're
sir.
Right.
All right. Well, hey, we appreciate you listening, my friend.
Hey, thank y'all. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All right, well, have a good morning. Man,
you'll find one eventually that, you know, is cool.
But is that Xavier Legette, by the way? Do we know?
I know it was.
Yeah, and
maybe if he just woke up, he sounds normal, right?
Now, if you tried to fix your mom up with people, it wouldn't be the same person that she would ever want to be with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh well.
It would be weird.
You know what? Like, I'll say this with like kid gloves on my tongue.
Nice.
That sounded gross as hell, didn't it? I'll do especially it with baby steps on my tongue. What? No. With when there is a change in relationship, it's usually because one person decided, or maybe it's amicable. But in your case, Paige, with Chris passing away, mm-hmm. one would say, well, if he didn't pass away, you'd still be with him. Mm-hmm. So a guy coming in now into your life, he already knows that measuring stick's there. Relationship did not end because you wanted it to.
No, it didn't.
So that's what dude's saying about his mom, you know? So,
but I don't make people be unrealistic because Chris wasn't a saint.
Plus, she got on his ass, and he just didn't tell us that part. Because she's like, why are you running all these dudes off? Nothing wrong with these dudes.
He said she didn't really say it, but he felt guilty about it. You know, I think that's... I mean, you got to understand, there's the opposite of that, where there's kids who don't give a crap. They're glad that mom's out of their hair now and go off
with... Why don't you go date your boyfriend, Mom?
Tony every weekend.
I used to love it when my mom would go on a date, because then I would go... do stuff.
Yeah, see, I had a buddy like this when we were teenagers. He's like, you know, if mom's she's dating gone. Roger, we'll say.
You're you know, not safe.
They always go in his car, so her car is always here. We can take it.
We really like him, Mom.
I had a friend in high school the same way. Kids. Where he was a product of divorce, you know?
Yep.
And
his fault, too,
probably. Which we probably... you know who it is, so you probably would think that even more. But he... his mom got, like, once he got to high school, his mom felt comfortable with going to her boyfriend's for the entire weekend.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, dude. That was
something else, huh?
That because of his parents' divorce, I got to have a lot of sex and drink a lot of beer at a time when I shouldn't have been doing it. So that's one good silver lining of their divorce.
Before the girls came over.
No.
Family kind of
no, there were women.
I was kidding.
Oh, my goodness. You know?
God, it would have been a good out, and I ruined it.
I mean, you were probably thinking the button wasn't going to work.
Let me try it now.
Type and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
No, that was a good song. You like that Pearl Jam song?
No, you know what? Honestly, I wasn't listening.
Oh, you weren't? We played JeremyEllenberg.com.
Oh. JeremyEllenberg.com.
It's a good song.
Thick cut 20. Classiter. I'm just kidding.
Is this a Black Eyed Peas?
It is. It's called Hey Mama.
Oh.
That's part where she
peed herself.
No,
I love how you knew that's where I was gonna go, but I ain't have to go there because you done did.
Yeah,
did she really?
Oh, you go look it up. Get on your Google machine there.
I think it was probably when
Go Duck
they had decided to change it to Let's Get It Started, but said the original phrase one time live in concert and she wet herself
right on stage. What was it?
So if you ever want to call somebody something you don't feel comfortable with saying, just say, you know what, you're acting like you're about to get it started, okay?
Mm. Yeah. That's also, what they said, restart.
Also, before we get some of these other calls, Paige, do you still have that quote or that text?
Oh, God, okay.
Call me Matthew.
God, is it low-cut top day on the local news? Just asking for a friend.
It's hot. Second day in a row, I've wore shorts.
Hey, and honestly, how does it feel?
I tell you what, you want to know the truth? These are swimming trunks today. These are real tree swimming trunks.
You slide the net in the around the
no, see, balls, if you will. They're good. They don't. They just have that like this kind of. Well, I don't want to get up.
Is it nylon or?
Yeah, whatever. But it's got the like little page. You can see it's like it breathes.
Yeah.
Hang on, now you're looking a little long.
She was. I'm trying to catch up the pants leg.
What are you? I don't know if you're trying to.
Trying to see the bottom of my balls or something, the way I was sitting.
If you're trying to look forward, if you're just taking a peek. Or
I just looked over there to my right. It wasn't like, you know.
All right, I'll paraphrase it if you want me to.
Yeah, I got it. someone texted in and says, going to sound weird, but tell them to try and hook her up with a guy he approves of first.
Hook her up.
Oh, okay. Not hook her up. All right. Like cowboy up.
Right.
Hook her up.
See.
Spread them.
That's weird.
Yeah, like, it really is. You're gonna
pick out the like.
That says more about him. I'll be honest with you. If he were hooking his mom up, he's probably gay, and he's a lot closer to his mom.
He gay? Oh, I don't know that. Did he say he was married or no?
No, I'm just saying, like, if he's like, you know, this role would be embraced by probably a gay son.
Yeah, but then you would be worried, oh, wow, your son's gay, and he chose me, then I'm going to be like, wow, like.
Exactly. Why is he choosing? Why
did he choose me? Does he think he's going to move in and do one of those stepdad kind of routine things?
Like, is he going to steal him from his mom's?
God, man, yeah. I bet that's happened before.
And try to micromanage mom.
He's hoping he'll catch a view of, let's just say his name's Roger.
Look at Roger's pants leg.
He'll see Roger's ass cheeks flying around in the sack with old moms after a few dates.
This is
weird.
I don't even think like you need the kid's blessing.
You don't. You're my own person.
Yeah.
Well, put it on same sex. Would you hook your dad up with that doesn't work that way.
I wouldn't wish him on anybody.
Well, yeah, I guess it depends on what you think of your dad.
Like, you know,
my dad, I mean, God, hey, baby's gonna hate hearing this, but it's really like
she'll hear it too
from the heart. Actually, is the heart on this side or this side?
I think is it's that more a Mandela
effect, right? It used to be put your hand over your heart.
I gotta ask a proctologist right where it is.
Urologist.
Well, we need
urologist.
You are.
If something had happened to my mom prior to my dad, I absolutely would have been all for helping. Yeah, it's so weird, the opposite side of that.
You would help your dad but not your mom.
Yeah,
now this sounds bad, but you know, legit question.
I think the sister my sister or the opposite sibling,
I can see what
would want to do the opposite too.
That's legit, but I think either sister or
hey,
brother,
hey,
you would raise the level of whoever that your mother is with too high. The standards would be too high.
Yeah,
that they would have to be perfect.
If you're in the same situation, you're both single, you and the old man,
mm-hmm.
like you're not going to like hook him up real good over yourself. Like his girlfriend's not going to be hotter than yours.
Plus, what are the chances you're going to go like out of town and find like a woman with her daughter on vacation that you can just totally just mingle right in with? Like, have you ever been in a situation where it's like you and three friends and like he's wanting to hook up with this one girl and she has three friends?
And well, if then, I had a dollar.
And then if you you right? kind of measure that and you're looking at like the body language of everybody, it's like, God bless it, I'm going to get stuck with her.
Yeah,
that's when where it's like Natalie from Facts of Life.
That's where they all start matching up.
Yeah.
So you better get in quick.
Like, the body language will start turning towards like, oh, hi, I guess, hi, I'm Matthew.
But what would you really do in that situation? I don't think you'd stay around. Or should you? You shouldn't have to if it's, you know, you shouldn't have to settle.
What?
Even if it ruins it for the rest of the group. Like, I'm not falling on this grenade.
Mm.
See ya.
No, it was...
Rather be with a dude than be with a...
More like a landmine.
Well, I told you about the... You'd rather be with a dude than with him.
He tried to slip that right by.
I told you about the guy I knew who said that, you know, his wife was the ugliest by far out of her friend group. And he hated getting together with all the guys.
Why?
Because he was constantly thinking about the other girls. Because, you know, his wife... is in their friend group, and she's by far the ugliest.
Was he?
Well, I'm the ugliest in my friend group.
Well,
so I guess my husband felt that way.
You also,
God dang it,
you profess to have such lack of self-esteem, but you really you have self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. It's right here, right up here.
No,
it's big milk.
I ain't even talking about her jugs.
I don't even think of anything like that because even the prettiest. Most beautiful people that I know.
Thank you.
Aren't that beautiful inside?
Well, I disagree.
Some look, of them that I've met. So it looks on everything.
I can attest if you got any dragon fuzz or not, but you got these two big suckers up here, and then you got a lot to work with.
Paige, beauty's only knuckle deep. That's what they say.
Goodness.
Second one.
I disagree with that text. I absolutely disagree with that text. You have to be happy for your mom to be happy. No, sir or ma'am. Nope. If they're happy, like if you
can't
see,
connect it.
I mean, plus, like, I've admitted, no one would ever measure up to my dad. Yeah. But why did I say that I could measure or I could put some, my dad with someone? Because no one would measure up to my mom.
Yeah.
But I would have an easier time.
Because you want, like, you feel like you want to take care of him, like, you know, want him to enjoy some.
And see, with my dad, the prettiest
mouth
one
of the beast
that he was ever with was my mother. Like, my stepmother wasn't as pretty as my mom.
She wasn't?
No.
Did you tell her that? Probably. I imagine you got into a fight and you're like, you know what?
I never fought with her, but she was always like, didn't like my mom for some reason.
Did you ever moon her? I would have mooned her.
Can I ask a personal question?
Sure.
Was she flat chested?
No.
But kind of?
She didn't look like my mother, though.
Well, I don't remember how big your mom's boobs were, Paige.
Well, I know, evidently, this runs in the family.
Yeah. Yeah. Big ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice.
Like, both the same size.
No, one is usually long. What do you think?
I don't know, actually.
You almost said longer than the other one. That's weird. That's the
Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, I'm Paige.
I'm about to
Stop laughing.
You're great. Like, you got a question?
Do a dramatic reenactment.
No, I'm just trying to figure out, okay.
Ask the question.
I can't make fun of this because it's serious.
Okay, what was the question?
Okay, so 15 miles away, I would say that's like a half an hour drive.
Are we talking about you driving the 15 miles?
I'm talking
about
anybody driving.
Okay, so
15 miles.
15 miles, and if it took you 30 minutes.
It's not me. I'm not driving.
Okay, well, if it was her, it's going to take 2 hours.
Who? What are they driving, a rickshaw?
Yeah. Shout out, rickshaw.
Going by?
15 miles.
Where are they
That's
going?
That's a long, okay. The reason why I brought that up is because I wanted to, I'm just thinking miles and driving, is because Nancy Guthrie remains were found in Tucson, but it's not linked to the case. While they're reporting this, I'm not sure, but it...
Tucson, from a mom.
Guys, does that mean Tucson?
They found human bones 15 miles from her home, which is quite a distance and quite a drive.
Has it been... I hate to ask this. Has it been long enough to, if that is her, to where you would get bones, like decomposition by that much?
Man, I don't know.
How long has it been?
Yeah.
Has it been 60 days? A little more? A little less?
Since she died? It's been
Well, nobody
months.
Knows
well, nobody
that,
knows she's dead.
Yeah.
If she's dead, right. But, I mean, since she was missing. But one of the notes...
I can't turn around and Google.
...that I'm was sent it. That she passed away, so we don't know any of this. But these remains...
January 31st, last time she was seen. So, a little less than 8 months. Oh, seven months.
So authorities discovered what appeared to be human remains in the desert just 15 miles from her home. They were found in a remote area only accessible by a long hike.
Can somebody from the FBI come out and kind of say what was done? Now, you assume these letters were authenticated, but what about all the videos that you were supposed to go through with Google? Did you go through all of them? Everybody else's cameras that showed, you know, suspicious activity before? Like, what's the status on that stuff?
I don't know, but, like, you know, I bring this up from time to time, and because up until recently, there was no update on it. But, like, what about the what was it, 8 or 9 scientists, like, high-level scientists that just disappeared without a trace?
Oh, yeah. You don't hear anything about that?
Nothing. Like, dude left... without his wallet and his gun, and he's like this high-level NASA-type scientist that was happened to just be testing some kind of, alternate energy source type mm-hmm. situation.
Now, people think they were taken to a location under false pretenses and just left.
To work on something, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Maybe perhaps somewhere in a place where nobody's allowed to go, but a lot of countries use. They don't own it, Nobody owns it, but
let's just say this continent would be married to Uncle Arctica.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Antarctica. Yeah. Iceland.
A lot of fracking going
Iceland,
on.
Iceland, she says. No.
Antarctica.
Are we still trying to buy Iceland, by the way?
I don't think they want to sell it. I don't think.
Can we trade Hawaii for it?
Dog, no. Oh man, they that's where those floods were that I was talking about.
Because they don't want to be a state, and they don't. I mean, they don't like us coming there. They don't like us moving there.
They don't want you
be mad at their king. Their king, King Kamehameha. I believe I said that right.
A friend of mine lived in Hawaii, and she would call me miserable. Like she was so unhappy with.
Were you in that play?
Her life, and. I would say, let me get this straight. I am got an ice storm here in South Carolina, and you're in beautiful Hawaii, yeah. And you're calling me.
She's like, Paige, Hawaii's on fire right
Hawaii
now.
Hawaii isn't as great as you think.
Was this a one of those blue roofs?
Was this a FaceTime call by chance?
No, it was my friend Holly. And
Holly doesn't FaceTime you, Jack.
Yeah, no,
she since well, she had MS, and she's since passed away, but she never FaceTime. She would just call.
I would have mooned her and hung up if it were a FaceTime call.
She is pretty. You probably would have mooned her.
But now when you bring in the EMS part of it, I feel like...
I didn't mean to be Debbie Downer. Just wanted to speak the truth.
Debbie Downer.
Anyway, so back to the story. Police.
That was awful.
Debbie Down syndrome.
They say that the bones were bleached white, meaning the sun had been beating down on them for a long time. So this body was exposed to the elements. Much longer than would have been possible if they were Nancy's.
So it's not hers, but yet now will they like? Do they give a damn enough to try to figure out whose bones they were?
Well,
also,
hopefully.
Side question: we have metal detectors. We have dogs that can smell money. This is going to be a nutty, probably question. So, Nutty, if you're listening, maybe you know the answer.
Hey, what's up, Nutty?
Is there not some kind of bone detector that can be made?
Oh.
Like archaeologists could use it. Teeth. Like cops could use it.
In that, in principle, would that even pick up?
I don't know.
Or a bone.
I mean, people say, "Well, yours would be making it go off." Yeah, but almost like a dowsing rod, it would point toward maybe.
Yeah.
But then again, like it could be going off crazy if you're out in a desert where there's dead animals and stuff that's been there forever.
It just says bones. It doesn't say if it was a female or a male.
Oh.
And dental records are. You know, a lot of what you can tell what kind of person it is.
Kind of implants, you know, if they got those.
Yeah.
Because all implants, even not even just, you know, the milkers, everything else that has serial numbers.
Plus, she had a pacemaker, so that would...
Yep.
You would find that.
Those don't have GPS in them?
Some of them do. So, my mom had, she had a pacemaker. Sorry, I'm about to cough or burp.
I hope you puke a little. Nice.
Jurassic Park.
Sounds like a nice Friday night over there, Burp.
She had to like get it taken out and read whatever every like 6 years or so, but there was a serial number on there. And
it's a stupid question. Like, did she have like an app that came with it? Where you could take readings and
Yeah.
See if it's keeping pace.
Yeah.
I'm complete sin.
I
walked
this.
In there one time, and I was like, my God. I thought she had a colostomy bag at the time, and she was doing it was a fondue set.
Look, this might be crass, and you don't have to answer it. Did
Oh, man.
When she was, you know, was she buried with it still?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's yours. When it's yours, it's yours.
Yeah.
All right, then.
You can say a funny little joke to that.
Not comfortable.
This is the hard hitting questions.
Ask. Do you want to resell it or something?
No, it's just I didn't know if you know they wanted it back or something you still had to pay on or.
Dude, there's I don't know if you
Isn't
saw
it
this
internal?
Or not. Yes, but yeah. She had to get it like serviced every like 4 to 6 years. I think is it internal?
Yes. I think you're just wearing it out here like a pack.
She wore it on the bill of her hat
people
do those little wireless mics.
You'd have to surgically remove it, Fat Boy. That would be really weird.
No, sometimes she'd hold her breath and cough real hard and it'd just pop right out.
I have something to say.
One number does it all at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.